Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We find ourselves today in Mark's Gospel chapter 4, and we find that Mark is taking us into the realm of the parables. Parables were a teaching method that Jesus often used. He didn't use it exclusively, he did teach in other ways, but very much the story with a hidden meaning was part of his armoury, if you like, in communicating the word of God. People gathered, the crowd gathered, and I think it's so important how very often when a great crowd gathers, Jesus is going to take the opportunity to teach them the word of God. That's his priority. He does often heal the sick. He does confront the demonic. All of these things. And of course that would be in their day headline news, because the blind man seeing and things like that. But sharing the word of God, helping people to understand the word of God, was an absolute priority of Jesus. And in this parable, which we have at the beginning of Mark chapter 4, we have very much something in keeping with this earnestness to share the word of God, because he's talking about a sower. He's talking about somebody who, in the days in which these people are living, would walk along with a bag of seed and would be throwing it around the ground, which in the main would have been cultivated. But as the story unfolds, you can see that some is far less cultivated than other. But the seed, very much as the parable develops, we see as a picture of the word of God. Nothing wrong with the seed, but the way that it responds, the way that it reacts to the ground into which it's thrown, that's going to be very, very different. Now, Mark tells us that some seed fell along the path. The path would not have been cultivated, it would have been hard. And what we read is that the birds come and they just eat it up. It's just sitting there, it's just waiting to be eaten, as it were. There's no penetration into the soil and therefore it's exposed. And then we have a description of some seed falling on rocky places. And it's very clear that there is obviously a little bit of soil between the rocks, enough for the seed to germinate, but it's not going to go very far, because when the sun comes up, the plants are scorched, they wither because they have no roots. And then you have the seed that falls among the thorns, and basically, as it tries to develop and grow, there's a battle going on between the seed and the thorns, and the thorns begin to choke the plants. Not much is happening there. And then, of course, there's the good seed, and the good soil. It's all good seed, as I said. The good soil, which is ready to receive the seed of the word, and there's no hindrance, there's no rocks, there's no thorns. The ground isn't hard, it's cultivated. And basically, there's a harvest. A harvest of 30 or even a hundredfold. So Jesus is saying, this is what happens to the word of God when it's sown. Now, later, the disciples, they're quite keen to find out, what's been going on? What are you talking about? We want to have more understanding about what you're referring to with this picture of the sower and the types of ground. And so Jesus begins to explain to them that indeed there is an activity of the enemy. He's the one who would love to just snatch away the seed so it doesn't germinate, it doesn't go anywhere. He's the one who wants people to be far more concerned about themselves about their cares and their needs than to value the word of God. Those who respond very quickly but don't really pay the cost. These are the sort of things happening. These are the dynamics at work when the seed of God's word is being sown. We do need to be willing to be good soil. Let's have some worship, and after that, my good friend Patrick will join me to reflect a little more on this very famous parable, the parable of the sower.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these verses from the beginning of Mark chapter 4. The parable of the sower, then, Richard, as you say, a well-known, a famous parable of Jesus. But let's go back to the beginning. why did Jesus use parables so much? Because clearly it's not always clear what he actually meant.
Well, I think that Jesus knew the culture of his day clearly very well, and he knew that people love stories, and if they could relate it to their lives, that would be particularly helpful. And therefore, one even wonders, this is speculation, but one even wonders if, as Jesus is standing there, that he kind of just looks up and he sees a sower literally walking through a field, and that's the inspiration to develop the story. And people would also be able to look up. People could identify with the story, but it needs more revelation to identify with the truth of the story.
Now, the issue is the state of the soil, isn't it really, whether it's good soil or rocky soil or path or whatever. So as we try and look at this today in our own culture, obviously you've got many people around the world, yourself included, who preach the gospel. Is there a role for people who are, if you like, tending the soil rather than directly preaching the gospel?
Well, I think that our conviction as Bible-believing Christians is that we ask God to prepare the ground, and people have a responsibility as to whether they're willing to listen to God or whether they will reject him. And therefore, for example, in times of tragedy, there are some who say, right, that's it. If God's allowing that, I don't want anything to do with him. And yet those same events will inspire someone else to say, there must be a God. How can he help me? How can I know him? When people respond like that, they're good soil. They're ready to hear what God has to say.
So it is about people being ready to hear then what God has to say. It's not about perhaps the circumstances of their lives that may affect that.
I think our responses to situations make all the difference. Some people handle a lot of difficult situations, some maybe not so many, but the way we respond is crucial to seeing the grace of God at work in our lives.
Now, at the end of this passage, in verse 20, he talks about people who are the good soil, hear the word, they produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown, he says. What is the crop? What does that comprise?
I think that when God's word comes into our hearts, it produces a change. It produces something in us that enables us to look at things in a very different light. And so the fruit of receiving the word is that whereas before we receive the word we're in despair, when we receive it we find joy. Before we receive the word we may have many questions, but when we've received the word we find that there is a peace to handle whatever is happening. It's not that we have all the answers. So the fruit is the change of attitude. It's the change of life that comes by actually taking God's word on board and trusting in it and believing in him.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.